KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have variably cloudy skies, mostly clear off to the north, cloudy to the south, and we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today and windy, a high near 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Police in Creston have received numerous reports of vandalism perpetrated on vehicles and homes. On Monday, a resident in the 100 block of West Irving Street reported that someone shot out the front driver's side window of two vehicles parked near his home during the previous night. And a woman who resides in the 600 block of North Maple Street reported Monday that two windows on her vehicle were broken out during the same time frame. On Tuesday, four residents reported damage to their homes or vehicles. The incidents took place in the 500 block of North Pine, the 600 block of North Walnut, and the 300 block of West Fremont Street in Creston. Altogether, the damage amounted to $1,400. Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved an amended 28E Unified Law Enforcement District, or ULED, agreement. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reminded the board the agreement adds the city of Marnie to four other communities in the county. Voters in November approved that agreement.
It's something we have to do because the public measure was passed. They become a member of the public safety fund. Then we have to modify or amend the 2080 agreement to include them along with Cumberland, Lewis, Messina, and Wyota.
The board also approved the annual abatement of taxes on certain properties owned by the City of Atlantic, including the airport and related buildings and land, along with a parcel near the Schulberg Rec area. They also heard from Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Director Wita Hargens and Iowa Western Community College Corporate Training Coordinator Shalimar Mazetis, who asked the board to attend a special meeting tomorrow on workforce issues affecting the county. Hargens said local employers, especially those in manufacturing, realized from past meetings on economic development that they need to work together to bring in, educate, and train workers instead of fighting for those employees.
It was evident that the bigger employers in Cass County are now ready to work together rather than steal each other's employees. Like, now they're ready to take action. They're like, how are we going to work together? How are we going to make this happen? Instead of, and I don't want to say they're huge competitors, but they have been competing against one another for employees. And it seems to me now we're going to help try to start growing our own through the education system as well as recruiting. But most of the conversation's been around getting people to Cass County.
The meeting is set to take place from 11:30 until 1 tomorrow at the Atlantic Chamber office and will include about 20 members of the community in addition to any members of the supervisors who might attend. Hargens said the purpose of the meeting is to expand on previous sessions and to finally take action on creating a strategic plan to identify workforce issues and how to address those issues.
Several weeks ago, Jay Edwards with MALA contacted the chamber because he wanted to put together a workforce alignment committee, and he brought Heather Link along with him. And we met to kind of to discuss some of the workforce issues in not just in Atlantic and Cass County overall. So we started talking. We had another meeting, invited Shalimar and Russ Joyce with CADCO, so we decided to partner together to address these workforce issues.
Mary Warren, a former director of workforce development at Iowa Western, will facilitate that meeting. Officials of the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development, located at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis, say they intend to establish teams to identify research education needs in southwest Iowa and propose projects to be conducted at the Armstrong Research Farm, the Neely Kenyon Research Farm, or on private farms in the Wallace Foundation southwest Iowa area. Eligible projects must be consistent with the Wallace Foundation's mission to provide a framework for local people to accelerate agricultural research, technology transfer, and rural development in southwest Iowa. Proposed team focal areas will include fruits and vegetables, crops and soils, livestock, niche markets, farm business management, and local foods, along with resources, membership, and youth involvement in the Wallace Foundation. Applications for participation on a team will be received through the calendar year 2016. If you're interested, contact the Wallace Foundation in writing at 53020 Hitchcock Avenue in Lewis, Iowa, 51544. A retired Griswold teacher, former coach, and current Griswold School Board member Tom Moore won his party's nomination in November as a candidate for the special House District 21 election, which was held this past Tuesday in four area counties. And, of course, he got the nod from a majority of the voters in all but one of those counties during Tuesday's election. The exception was in Adams County, where the home of Democrat candidate Tim Ennis from Corning Moore received a total of 1,409 votes. Tim Ennis received 853 votes. He told KJAN News yesterday that he was honored to have received the support he got, especially from those in the Griswold area.
I really want to thank all the constituents that got out to vote. Whether they voted Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. They were exercising their right from the Constitution to get out and make their statement as far as the election was concerned, and I think that's so very important, and especially the residents of Griswold, who gave me just an outstanding vote and voter turnout. If you look at all the districts, it was Griswold, Noble, Pleasant Township that led the way as far as a number of voters that got out. And then the overwhelming numbers that voted for me, it was really, I'm proud to say that Griswold really backed me.
Moore has lived in Griswold 34 years, in addition to his more than 33 years of teaching and coaching experience, both at the Grinnell and Griswold Community School District. He served as the assistant manager at Southwest Iowa Ag near Messina for about 7 years. Moore says that kind of experience will give him talking points and credibility with farm organizations.
With people like Farm Bureau and the RECs, local RECs, and other farm organizations, I'm not just a one-faceted candidate, I don't think. I think I have multiple areas in which I have a little bit of expertise. Maybe that makes me dangerous, I don't know. But I think I bring a little bit to the table in a lot of different areas.
He says his work at Southwest Iowa Ag, especially on the manure management side of the business, gives him the insight needed to deal with several issues, including those affecting Iowa's waterways.
It's a complicated but an important issue, you know. We've got to protect our waters, but yet we've got to maintain the ability for our farmers who, year in and year out, we're losing more and more farm ground to urban sprawl and other things, and so we've got to be able to manage that land as best we can.
Before he's sworn into office next month, Moore will have to resign from the Griswold School Board, where he was serving his second term.
It's been a great experience, and it's helped me learn the other side of education. The budget side and the management side, and I'm sorry to have to give that up, but I know Griswold will find somebody that can step in and fill those shoes well as well.
House District 21 covers all of Adams and Union counties, a small section of eastern Pottawatomie County, and a large part of Cass County. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say they busted a massive illegal gambling operation that ran card games and out of Southern California mansions, took bets from Canada to Mexico, and laundered $10 million through San Diego card clubs and Las Vegas casinos. Hundreds of federal and local agents raided two card rooms Wednesday in Chula Vista and San Diego, California. State regulators ordered them closed. Agents seized more than $600,000 from player accounts and bank accounts. Arrests were made in states spanning from California to Arizona, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and even including Iowa. Indictments unsealed Wednesday charged 25 people with federal crimes. Four pleaded not guilty in San Diego to federal charges. Prosecutors contend the ring ran sports betting, poker, and other games from offshore gambling websites and in rented San Diego County mansions and other locations. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.